It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Some of my friends tell me that they like to change their shoes while I'm changing my shoes on the television. Well, some people look and listen very carefully. Mm-hmm. What do you suppose might be in this box? I'll show you. Nothing but air. Yeah, with an idea, we can make something from this box. Someone was going to throw it away, and I thought, nope, we'll use that somehow. But I have another idea that I'd like to share with you right away today. When I play softly on the piano, like that, I'd like you to close your eyes, or close one eye, whichever you like, and then when I play loud, like this, I'd like you to open your eyes very wide like that. All right, ready? I'll start out with the soft one. Did you open them? Telephone. The telephone ring. You can do that in lots of different ways. Sure. Hello? Oh, Susan. Are you in this neighborhood? Oh, great. What are you doing? Oh, she's not. Oh, we'd be glad to. Sure. Thanks for letting me know. All right. Bye-bye. I'll bring my friend. Yeah, goodbye. That's Susan Lynn. You know, the girl who makes the puppets talk and move. Audrey and Cataline. Well, she's over at Betty's little theater. She says Betty isn't there, but Susan herself would like to show us something. So why don't we go over there now? We'll come back and do more things here later. Come along to Betty's little theater where Susan Lynn is. See her. Susan? Susan?
Be there in a minute, Fred.
Oh, okay. I will just wait and see what she has for us.
Hi, somebody Susan. Called right after I talked to you.
Well, now, what's your idea?
Well, I was working with Cataline, and I'd like you to see it. I'd like your opinion.
Good.
Okay, I'll put him on.
Just Cataline alone?
All by himself.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Cataline.
We were going to start out with the song.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Dear, dear, what can the matter be? Oh, dear, what can the matter be? Audrey so long at the fair. Audrey so long at the fair?
She promised to bring me a basket of posies, a garland of lilies, a garland of roses, a new hat to go with the lovely blue ribbons to tie up my bunny brown hair. And it's all dear, what can the matter be, dear, dear, what can the matter be? Oh dear, what can the matter be? Audrey, so long ever fair. Boy, you really miss Audrey, don't you, Catalina?
I really do miss her. Ever since she went to visit Eileen and Katie, I've been missing her and missing her.
Well, I have something that might make you feel better.
Is Audrey here?
No, I bet you wish it was Audrey, don't you? But I'll show you. It's a postcard from Audrey.
Oh!
Audrey sent you a postcard. No, Audrey sent you a postcard.
Who? Me?
Mm-hmm.
Audrey sent me a postcard?
Uh-huh.
It said, to Catalina?
Uh-huh.
Not to Susan? Not to Catalina and Susan?
Uh-uh.
Just to me?
Mm-hmm.
With a postmark?
That's right.
And the mailman brought it?
Uh-huh.
Boy, I never had a real postcard before. What did it say?
Well, I haven't read it, Catalina, because it's your postcard.
Will you read it to me now?
Sure. It says, Dear Catalina, today I went to the zoo and saw the monkeys. Tomorrow we're going to visit Jenny and Jeffrey, and I'm going to go swimming. I'm having a very good time, but I miss you. I'll be home in 4 days. Love, Audrey.
Audrey misses me.
That's what it says.
And she's going to be home in 4 days.
Well, actually, Catalina, she's going to be home in 3 days because she mailed it yesterday.
Audrey's going to be home in 1, 2, 3 days. And she went to the zoo.
That's right. And she saw the monkeys at the zoo.
I bet she liked them.
I bet she did. And you know what?
What?
When Audrey went swimming, she was wearing the very same bathing suit that you and I picked out for her. The polka-dotted one.
You mean, when she went swimming, she was wearing the very same bathing suit that you and I picked out for her?
Uh-huh.
And she went swimming and played in the sand.
I bet she did. Can't you just imagine Audrey going swimming?
Yep, and I can imagine Audrey at the zoo, too. Boy, I feel much better now.
I thought that might make you feel better. But, Catalina, do you know why you feel better?
Well, I feel better because Audrey said she missed me, and that means that she's thinking about me even when I'm away.
That's right.
And besides, she'll be home in 3 days.
I thought that that might make you feel much better.
It's nice to know when people are coming home.
That's right.
And you know why else I feel better?
Mm-mm.
Because now I know what Audrey's doing, and we can talk about it. And I feel much closer to Audrey when I know what she's doing, even when I can't see her.
Boy, Catalina, I just bet that you really like to be told lots of things like that, don't you?
I like to be told things.
Everybody likes to be told things.
I think so.
My friend and I often talk about that, how important it is to be told things, especially things you're really interested in.
Like how Audrey is.
Exactly. Right. We even sing a song about that sometimes called I Like to Be Told. Why don't the three of us sing
nice.
That?
Can I start?
You start, will you, Catalina?
I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told.
I like to be told. if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard,
if it's not going to hurt, I like to be told.
Well, what do you think?
I think it's very important talk.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm proud that you'd make up such a thing.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun.
Why don't you come over and see me at my place sometime?
Sure. And maybe when Audrey gets home.
Sure, when Audrey gets home. Bring some of your other friends, too.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Catalina. Come along. We like to be told, don't we? Susan Lynn is somebody who knows how much children like to be told things. Did you notice how she makes the puppet talk without moving her mouth? Can you talk without moving your mouth? It's very hard to do that. You just have to keep your lips from moving at all. Well, she's a ventriloquist, and that's what ventriloquists learn to do, talk without moving their lips. This could be a little room, you know that? Get some of those miniature life toys. I know what it could be. Could pretend it's Queen Sarah's bedroom. Now this could be Queen Sarah. We could put her in her bed like that. Let's see now. Put a handkerchief over for a cover. We could pretend she still has her cold, you know? And we'll make this a King Friday. And let's just make believe that King Friday is in Queen Sarah's bedroom and they are talking. For the neighborhood of make-believe. Will you make-believe that with me?
Dear, the prince ate very well.
Oh, I'm so glad that he's eating well, Friday.
Well, I think he rather likes it when I play with him. He is walking quite well now, you know.
Oh, I do hope I get better very soon. I don't like having this cold.
Well, I hope you're better very soon, too, Sarah.
I know. Friday, how do our friends feel about my being sick?
Oh, to be truthful, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure that they know.
Oh, Friday, please tell them. They like to be told things, you know.
Oh, of course. How silly of me not to have made an announcement. I guess I was so busy taking care of things for you and Tuesday and myself. Well, I'll make the announcement right now, Sarah.
Oh, thank you, dear. See you a little later.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Farewell.
Farewell, dear.
Make an announcement here. McFeely! McFeely! Oh, McFeely! Oh, Handyman Negri.
Oh, yes, sire.
Where is McFeely?
Oh, I believe he's making a delivery over at someplace else, Your Majesty.
Oh, well, could you help me, please?
Certainly, sire.
Will you carry an announcement throughout the neighborhood?
Certainly, Your Majesty.
Take this scroll, then.
Yes, sir. It has nothing written on it, Your Majesty.
No, you will put something on it. Simply write what I say.
Oh, of course, Your Majesty.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye?
Oh, that's the way all royal messages begin. Hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Then,
yes.
The queen has a very bad cold. She will get better soon. Did you get all that?
Yes, King Friday. You see, I do remember a little shorthand.
Oh, good. Yeah. But then add to it, please come to your king with any important questions. Signed, Friday the 13th.
Okay, King Friday, I think I have all of that written down.
Good, and don't forget the hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, no, I won't say.
Lovely, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now, Lady Elaine, that's just not true. Why do you say things like that?
I'm telling you, Queen Sarah has gone away. She's flown the coop.
Wait a minute, Lady Elaine, what is this you're saying?
I'm saying that Sarah is gone. Bob Dog says she's sick. But I happen to know that she has gone.
That's not true, is it, Handyman Negri?
Of course it's not true.
Then why won't Friday tell us where she is? I haven't seen her in 2 days. Count them two. 1, 2 days.
As a matter of fact, Lady Elaine, this scroll that I have right here is a very important message from King Friday.
It better be good.
Hear ye, hear ye.
What's this hear ye bit?
Well, that's the way all royal messages begin, Lady Elaine. Hear ye, hear ye. The queen has a very bad cold. She will get better soon. Please come to your king with any important questions. Signed, Friday the 13th.
So she is sick and she will be better soon.
Of course she will, Corny.
I still don't believe it. And you'll never get Daniel to believe it in a million years.
What do you mean by that, Lady Elaine?
Well, I happened to talk to Daniel about Queen Sarah's sudden disappearance. And he wasn't too happy about it.
Did you tell Daniel that Queen Sarah disappeared?
You guessed it, Handy.
Oh, no, Lady Elaine. You shouldn't tell stories when you don't know if they're true.
That's easier said than done.
Well, I'm going over to Daniel's right now. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Handy.
Daniel. Daniel Striped Tiger. Daniel?
Hello, Handyman Negri.
Daniel, I have some very important news for you about Queen Sarah.
I've already heard, and I just think it's awful.
Daniel, you haven't heard. Daniel, come back. Daniel?
Queen Sarah's gone. I know it.
Daniel, do you see this scroll that I have here? It's a very important message from King Friday, and it says that Queen Sarah is not gone. Would you like me to read it for you? Hear ye, hear ye. The queen has a very bad cold. She will get better soon. Please come to your king with any important questions. Signed, Friday the 13th.
Well, where does it say that she has not gone away?
Well, it doesn't say that exactly, but it does say that she's sick and she's going to get well soon.
I'm sorry, Handyman, but I'm just sure she's gone.
Daniel, maybe you better come over to the castle garden, and that way King Friday can tell you for himself. Daniel, I'll see you over in the castle garden.
Okay.
Miss Polificate. It's Handyman Negri, Miss Polificate. Is King Friday available? Oh, very good. Thank you. I'd like to see him in the castle garden right away. It's very important. Thank you, Miss Plificate.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as always, Your Majesty.
You have delivered my message to everyone in the kingdom, I presume?
Well, not exactly, King Friday.
Oh, and why not?
Well, you see, sir, it's because of Daniel.
Daniel, Striped Tiger?
Yes, sire. You see, Daniel thinks that Queen Sarah has gone away and she's not coming back. And he won't believe me when I tell him that she's sick and she's going to get well.
You should have told him to come and see me. I would have explained to him myself.
Well, I did exactly that, sire, and I think we should be seeing him here very soon.
Daniel Striped Tiger, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I understand you have some important talk.
I want to see Queen Sarah, King Friday.
I'm afraid that is impossible, Daniel. You see, she's not well, and I want her to get a lot of rest.
I want to see Queen Sarah. I don't believe she's here.
Why, this is quite absurd. I am your king. I am telling you the truth.
Perhaps if Dr. Bill could tell him, he is Queen Sarah's doctor.
Oh, very well, Handyman Negri. Really, this is quite upsetting. I should have told my subjects about this long ago. Dr. Bill, can you come here for a moment, please, Dr. Bill? Dr. Bill, Daniel Tiger here is very upset about Queen Sarah's being sick.
Hey, well, it's a Bill, upsetting situation, is it not, Daniel?
I want to see Queen Sarah.
Well, Queen Sarah's not feeling well, Daniel. This is not a good time.
How about tomorrow, Daniel? Perhaps tomorrow she'll be able to see you.
Not tomorrow. Now.
Well, then, you wait right here. I'll be right back.
Come in. Why, it's you, Dr. Bill. Back so soon.
Queen Sarah.
Yeah?
Little Daniel's very upset about your being sick.
Little Daniel? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Dr. Bill.
Well, you see, he's quite convinced that you've gone away.
Gone away?
Aye. Do you think we could just bring him in for a moment to show him that you're really here?
Oh, certainly. Do ask him to come in just this time.
I'll fetch him in, then. Daniel?
Yeah?
Daniel?
Dr. Bill?
Hi. Come along here for a minute.
Hello, Daniel. Do you see that I really am here? Oh, Queen Sarah, it's you. You are here. I'm so glad, and everybody will be so glad to know that you didn't go away.
Daniel Tiger wanted to see Queen Sarah for himself. He was worried about her, and he said so. So King Friday and Dr. Bill were able to help him. Yeah, Queen Sarah is feeling better. So we make believe. Remember one time in the neighborhood of make believe, we pretended that Lady Elaine had a box, that she had somebody sing into it. Oh, da dum, like that, and then she closed it very quickly. And then she opened the box, and they could hear the voice again. Now, that's not possible here. No, in the real world, you just can't hold somebody's voice in a box. Wait till I put these toys away, and we'll try this with the piano. show that we can't even hold music, piano music, in a box like that. Not in there. But it's in here. You can remember it. When you see somebody and that person goes away, you can remember what that person looked like. When you hear something and you don't hear it anymore, you can remember what that sounded like. That's why it's so wonderful to be a human being. We don't need boxes to keep things in like that. No. I like being with you. In fact, if I had a scroll that I was writing, it would say, hear ye, I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you yourself. Mm-hmm. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
People of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.